A word for you from Numbers 14, verses 44 to 45. But they presumed to go to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the Ark of the Covenant nor Moses departed from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in the mountains came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormon. Transgression leads to disaster. Presumption is rebellion. They presumed to go where God had forbidden them to go. They claimed that they were acting in accordance with the promise of God. The dictionary definition of presumption is when you believe something to be true without adequate proof. Presumption shows little respect for others by doing things we have no right to do. Presumption is defined as overstepping proper bounds, taking something for granted. Israel's rash attack following her rebellion and unbelief was presumption. It was disastrous. In Acts 19, we read of the seven sons of Sceva who were presumptuous in attempting to perform deliverance. We read in Acts 19 that there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish high priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know. But who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on him, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Here in Acts 19 we see empty, powerless religion. We see presumption. The sons of Sceva were guilty of presumption. Presumption is not faith. Presumption is rebellion. Presumption is disastrous. Presumption often flows from pride, arrogance, insolence. James 4 verse 3 says, "You ask, and you do not receive, because you ask amiss. But he gives more grace. Therefore, God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." If the devil is not fleeing from us, then either we have failed to submit to God, or we are not resisting the devil, or both. Maybe we're neither submitting to God nor resisting the devil. In James 4 verse 8 we read, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hearts, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." Many people are proclaiming faith today, but all too often it is fake faith. Many times what is being promoted is faith in faith. However, biblical faith is about the object of the faith. You can have all the faith in the world, misdirected it will do you no good. It is not the amount of faith that matters, but in whom you place your faith. Biblical faith is not cheap grace, easy beliefs, just believe, follow your heart, speak it into existence, presumption, wishful thinking, demanding your own way, taking scriptures out of context and manipulation. No, faith is not you demanding your way. Faith is you submitting to the will of God in obedience.